Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD.
Let me just go ahead and serve up a Friday on the plate for you. There you go.
Thank God it's Friday.
Woo, baby.
Yes, it's Friday. We burned off the entire work week yesterday.
It was a lot of calories.
It was a record high of 400 degrees.
Oh, my God.
In Southwest Virginia. Amazing.
Yeah. You just melt. That's all.
Yeah, you do. It is the highest recorded temperature since the dinosaurs. That's what I'm going with here. It said since recorded history, so I'm going with the dinosaurs.
I agree.
Yep. Back when T-Rex used to work at Channel 7 and did the weather over there. So Robin Reed's grandfather, T-Rex. Yeah.
Those short arms, though. He couldn't reach across
really
the mat.
It was hard for him to point to all of Pangaea. So it was just a challenge for him. He's like, cold. Can't reach over there.
He
was angry.
Yeah. It was one of those ones where you think, man, you have chosen the wrong line of work. There is no need for you. You have little arms. You can't do that. But it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
And I see the weather that's on the way, and it's going to be glorious and cool and wonderful.
Good.
But in the meantime, I'm going to start the show, even though it's a Friday, but it's in a fun way of doing it, Antoine.
All right.
I'm going to rub it into Monica just a little
bit.
Just a little bit. Just because sometimes it's fun to rub it into Monica, and this will make a lot of sense to her, and then she'll explain it to you, and then it'll make a lot of sense to you as well.
Hi, would you like to sample some homemade dip?
Oh, some dip.
Oh, yeah.
You want some dip?
Woo!
Oh, Monica had a bad dip day yesterday.
Yeah, you know when you go to the grocery store, you pay for everything, and then you get home, and then you realize you left something behind.
Yeah, that happens.
Yep, all the time. And when I left my dip, I had the hell of a good dip.
Oh, you had the dip.
The dip.
The dip of dips.
And then I even called the store as if I would actually go back out there to get it. And I said, did I leave dip at the store? And she said, well, let me check. And I'm thinking, I'm on hold for something I know I'm not going to hop in the car to
for
get.
For dip, yeah.
I'm not going to hop in the car to go back.
Why are we doing this? Why am I putting
Why
this person through
it?
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
Yeah,
when
she's like, just
it.
Come back to the store. I'm like, oh, gosh, why did I call?
Yeah.
Why did I?
It's very nice of them.
I think I was just mad at myself for leaving it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, I can go back and get my dip. Knowing in my heart,
I'm not going back to get no dip.
I'm not going back for $2.19.
So even though, even if she said to you, she came back, look, just come back to the, which she did say.
She did
Just
say
come
that.
Back to the store. Look, I don't even know if it's here or not,
said,
but not a problem. Come get a new dip.
Uh-huh.
You thought, I ain't going all the way over there.
I'm
Forget
not.
It. Yeah.
No dip is.
I don't need a dip.
Unless it was the turkey the day of Thanksgiving.
That's the
I don't
only
think
time.
There's any item that you're going to go back to the grocery store for.
I mean, of course, like, you know, baby formula, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That can wait till tomorrow.
Exactly. You know what? Kids got a whole life to eat. They'll
exactly.
be fine.
If you leave it, you want to make sure you pick it up.
I would say, though, Antoine, in your scenario, very irresponsible of you to be buying your turkey on the day of Thanksgiving. I'm not sure what's going on.
But I imagine it's happened.
And how is it that you have forgotten to bring the turkey home with you? Because I feel like that would be the one thing you went to the store to actually
get. It's awfully light. I got this cranberry sauce. Awfully light.
Wow, we just went to the store, and now I'm walking out with nothing. What did I do? What did I come here for? I don't know.
If you get some ribeyes, you're going to go back and pick them up.
Yeah.
Meats and stuff like that, you will go back and pick them up.
I believe it is a $5 threshold.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'd put it at.
Like $2.19? Nope.
Yeah. It was when I had the case of the missing nuts the other week.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have no idea, legitimately, if I bought them. I have no clue because I did the self-checkout. So it was me. It was on me. I may have left it in the basket and not scanned it.
Yeah.
I may have scanned it, bought it, and not taken it off the rack. I had also lost the receipt because that's how brain dead I was. So I don't know. I have no idea if I bought it. And I wasn't going to sit there and add everything else up. And I sure as heck wasn't going back to the store for a jar of nuts. I'm like, forget it.
I'm not doing it.
Next trip, that'll be the end of that.
Yeah.
But if it was a steak, I would have gotten to the bottom of that mystery and figured it out.
Yep. You would get your meats.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So if you ended up with Monica's gifted dip, go ahead and enjoy. Sometimes that happens, too.
It has happened. Yeah. I left the big pack of paper towel in the bottom of the cart.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, shoot, I left my paper towel. I head back. It was like not even just 10 seconds maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
All right. See, now that person's a scumbag. That's the difference right there. That was not a free gift. You could have at least waited to say,
they probably watched me walk to my car.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about, you know, sometimes if they mix up the bags and they forget to give a bag to one person and then you end up gifted with it the next time.
That's different.
Yeah. I've ended up with very expensive items. I get home like, wow, this is fancy granola. This is a special treat.
Powdered peanut butter.
Family, don't get used to this, though. I didn't buy it, and I'm not buying it again. Diamond of the day is next. What do we got going on?
How far would you go to make sure that your significant other is comfy when you travel?
Okay.
While traveling.
How far would you go? This isn't the guy who was standing, right?
I know, it's not the airplane one.
It's a different guy.
First thing that popped in my head.
I know,
the airplane guy. We talked about that guy. This is a different guy.
Okay, good, because I was like, yo, we already did that story. What are we doing here? All right, that is on the way. We also have Thang Hacks for your Friday. I enjoyed hacking pizza so much the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we did this, I'm going to hack pizza again. I'm
well,
ready
pizza,
for it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for monkey dough. You're going to want to make it this weekend, and then you're going to want to win $5,000 in the Secret Sound right at 7 o'clock.
Hey!
Now, I think this is pretty cool because you never want to trust the internet with just about anything. So if you are interested in that new Joker movie, Antoine has already seen it. So I have a real human that can give you a real live assessment if you're considering that for the weekend. We will do that here in about 8 minutes. Let's roll into the diamond now, though.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
He wanted to make sure that his wife was comfy on the flight. Now, you heard about the guy that stood up.
That psycho.
Yeah,
that
the guy. And I was like, what is he doing? He just stood up for his, you know.
Yeah, we discussed this. It was about a week or two ago. This dude was spotted on a plane. What was it, 4 hour flight or 6 hour flight? Something ridiculous. Where he let his wife lay across both of their seats so she could sleep, and then he stood in the aisle, which I'm shocked was even remotely allowed. I feel like every time
that should be a safety hazard. Like
every
safety
time
hazard.
I unclip my seatbelt on a plane, some flight attendant gives me the stink eye the second I do it.
Just pops up.
Like, yeah, just standing there. I would be like, you need to tell him to sit down. Why is he standing and looking over everyone? No.
Yeah. I almost had one of those airplane freak out moments just where you just want to lose it. And then you want to end up on somebody else's phone because it was the last time I flew. And the flight had taken off and we were still, you know, we're up in the air. We'd already taken off, but you're still going to cruising altitude, whatever it was. And flight attendants, they get up, they're moving around, they're getting stuff ready. I'm thinking, all right, well, you know, I kind of have to pee. So I unbuckle and I said, walk up. He goes, sir, we are still climbing in elevation. Please sit down. I'm like, oh, okay. So somehow you have figured out to defy the laws of gravity.
Down,
and you're fine over here.
You gotta sit it down.
Yes. Us regular humans couldn't figure out how to walk over here. I just went and sat down. I decided it wasn't worth it. So anyway, that guy, he stood for 6 hours. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess you have to pick which is worse. Because this husband, well, I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
Because the one husband now on this flight, there's pictures circulating of a guy sitting in his seat. But if you look at his armrest, you see a bare foot wrapped around his stomach. It's his wife that he allowed. He wanted her. He asked to move seats so that she could be comfortable and prop her feet up around him. So if you see it, he's sitting in one seat. She's behind him with her feet wrapped around his
stomach.
She's behind him, not beside
him. Her leg is like, excuse me, going through the aisle or sticking, and one is sticking through the between seats.
If you see it, she's behind him.
Throw him off the plane.
With her bare feet.
Strip search him and arrest him. Get him out.
She could be comfortable. And stretch back and wrap her feet around her mane.
Unacceptable. You know what? I don't support the airlines for most everything because I feel like their customer service is trash and I hate it. I will support them on this. Any airline that wants to just stand up, take a brave stance and say, every single person on this plane is required to keep socks and shoes on at all times or you're thrown off. I'm okay with that.
I think that should be a given. That should be just, you know.
No barefoot on planes. I'm sorry. Yeah, for your own good and for the good of everybody else.
Yeah.
And how is that comfortable for anybody?
I know.
And she's like spooning
and
him.
And he was rubbing her feet. Like there's
maybe
just like,
gross. I will say this though: out of the two scenarios, the guy standing is still worse.
Okay.
Because I imagine
at least this guy
they probably do this at home. Ugh. Like she probably puts her feet on him
at
home.
But if you're the person sitting beside him,
now speaking of the other passengers on the plane, scenario number two is worse.
Yeah. And let me tell you something, Antoine. There are things I do at home that I would not want anyone to do on an airplane.
So I'd
like to point that out. Evil, bad Joker movie. Antoine saw it yesterday, so we'll run through that. Thang hacks are on the way. I'm hacking pizza. You can do this weekend. This would be fun. The kids will love it.
Yep.
You'll love it. You can do it tonight. Super easy. Monkey dough, people. What do you got going on, Antoine? What are you doing in the thang
I hack? Have arguably my favorite app I've ever found before.
Ooh.
I think this app is so helpful. Like, we could use it in this, like, me and Monica, on days when you're not here, we could use this app.
And I cannot be here.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I love this app, too. I'm in already. That's at 6:25. So we got 10 minutes on that one, but we'll get into the Joker review next, as well as my very bad idea. I'm calling it the Breaking Bad Bad idea. That is in 6 minutes. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, man. We got good thing hacks on the way. A fun pizza hack. Antoine says the best app ever in the history of recorded time.
I love this app. I love this app. So I think you guys will, too.
Going to be very helpful for Antoine and Monica. I love it because it sounds like they want me to not be here for a
day. But it's going to be helpful for you, too. Outside of here, this is an everyday, you'd be able to use this just throughout life.
Damn, is it X-ray vision? What is it? What is
it's close. Whew. You're not far off with
really?
It.
Really?
We'll talk about it.
This is exciting. Okay, that is on the way right now. Maybe we won't go to movies this weekend. There's a lot of people, that's their weekend thing.
Yeah.
It is not my weekend thing. I love movies. I just never go to them. But I know a lot of people, it's every weekend, man. They go, they find the new movie, they go to the movies. And Antoine, you're a big movie guy.
I love movies.
And he's to the point where he goes a lot to these new movies on Thursdays now.
Yeah.
Right.
As soon as I can see them.
And soaks them in. So you saw the new Joker movie.
Saw the new Joker movie yesterday.
Tons of press on this thing. In so good, much. Bad, I would say nothing in between because it's either good or bad. Yeah. You hear that it's a great movie. People are furious about the content of it. And is
they are?
Well, it's is it glorifying violence and things like that?
There's so many movies out there. That, I know. You know. It's like, what? I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah.
So it's controversial.
Yeah, my assessment was that it's going to be one of those movies where it is so very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And the acting is so great. And you are going to leave it feeling terrible. You're just going to walk out of the theater just questioning all of mankind and wanting to go home and lock the doors and turn the lights off. That's the way I felt about it. So, Antoine, go ahead. How was the movie?
What do you think? So, first off, I loved the movie. The movie was absolutely amazing. Zach, like you alluded to, Joaquin Phoenix, he did amazing.
He is weird. Really, really weird.
Perfect.
But that dude, he is talented, man. When he puts himself into his roles, he is freakishly good at it.
That's what you want.
He was such a method actor because he had to lose so much weight.
52 pounds.
Yes, he stopped hanging out with his friends because he said, typically when you're hanging out with your friends, you're eating and drinking. He couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So he couldn't even be around his friends. That's how committed he was to this role.
There was, when you talk about actors being committed to roles too, I remember reading Anthony Hopkins, who played Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He's a method actor guy too, where he basically becomes the role.
Did he leave his family?
He did. He left. Yeah. He lived in a cabin in the woods by himself for 6 months. Because he didn't want his family to see him behave this way
character's so dark.
He was Hannibal Lecter 24/7, and that's just how he lived. Joaquin Phoenix, by the way, this is how he felt losing 52 pounds.
In the beginning, you're exhausted. I mean, sometimes you look at a flight of stairs and it takes like 30 seconds. You have to talk yourself into it. Say, like, I can do this. I know I can do this. Then once you reach your target weight, I don't know what happens. It's incredible. You suddenly just feel energized and excited.
Right. But you feel terrible till you get there.
But anyway, so the movie was amazing, but it is not a movie for kids. Under no circumstance.
Yeah, because you get Joker and you think it's a comic book movie.
Yeah.
And Antoine was saying to me, you see, it's because it's R-rated.
Yeah.
But you think of, Deadpool. Okay, well, my kid can handle it.
Well, I told you, when I went to see Deadpool, I went by myself.
Yeah.
I went alone. But there were parents with two young kids, at least like 7 and maybe 8.
The
mom took the kids to the bathroom.
This is not
this is not that. Because Deadpool at least is funny. And from my understanding, there is no funny here.
There's no
at all.
Funny. So it just gives you a perspective on mental illness, society, bullying, how, you know, people can get beat down and how sometimes that causes what happens with them. And it doesn't justify the actions that are taken in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you start to feel bad. You start to feel sympathetic for the Joker in the movie, who is the villain in this movie.
So you're in his head, you're understanding him.
Yes, but it's not a comic book movie at all.
You'd like to think that people who kind of do bully other people or treat them poorly, you would like to think that this movie would maybe get through to some of them.
Yeah.
That they would realize, you know what, I should probably behave differently.
But then with it being rated R, I mean, most of the time you think of bullying, you think of kids. So kids can't really see, they can't see the movie.
Yeah, but even adults.
But it happens in adult life too.
Plenty of adults listening right now saying, come to my workplace. You want to see some grown-ups who bully each other?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt that happens, but you know.
The violence is bad and you will feel torn inside because you know that what he's doing, what happens in the movie is not okay under any circumstance.
Right.
But at the same time, you're like,
I get it.
I can see why that happened. Uh-huh. I can see why what made him reach that breaking point.
It helps you understand how your actions have consequences on other people,
it's
too.
It's an amazing
and
movie.
How it works. Okay, so he says it's a great movie, not necessarily a feel-good.
No, it's not a feel-good. 2 hours and 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. And it's right in Monica's wheelhouse of time.
Yes.
I am going to watch Hot Tub Time Machine this weekend instead. That's what I'm going to do. Forget it. Monkey Dough, you want to hack up a pizza this weekend? This would be fun. Everybody will enjoy it.
Okay.
It's a little DIY fun for the kids. It's not nearly as messy as making your own pizza. I'll explain in the Thang Hacks. Plus, as Antoine says, the greatest app in the history of the universe. That's 8 minutes away.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Miss Monica's absolutely insanely accurate high school football predictions far this year. She's 11-3.
Amazing.
She will dictate the fate of your school in just a few minutes. So get ready for it. Blacksburg, Patrick Henry, EC Glass, George Washington, Pulaski, Hidden Valley, Christiansburg, Salem, Carroll County, and Glenver. All of your fates are in her hands. That is at 7:10. But now we got to have fun. Amazing Thang Hacks for the week.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Monica gets her own segment in Thang Hacks because Antoine and I usually, we need a solid 30 to 45 seconds to rub the side of our head.
And what's going on?
We have a series of questions after that, too. So we like to let it breathe, give her her freedom. And you say yours is about the fall.
Yes.
How to enjoy autumn. Oh, the leaves on the ground. Okay.
Go round and round.
Antoine says he has what he believes might be his favorite app ever.
I think so.
So we're going to get into that right here. And I am going to give you a little pizza hack for you can use tonight. Be a fun
with
little
kids?
Thing. Yes, you do it with the kids. You don't need to do it with the kids. You could do it at a party. You could just do it by yourself. Pizza is awesome. Yeah. I think we all agree on that.
Uh-huh.
But anytime you can hack it up and do a little something, something, mix it up, doing some variety with it, and do it in a way that is less messy and difficult than pizza, I say amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Monkey Dough.
Monkey Dough.
What's up, Monkey Dough? Monkey Dough.
Okay.
You're familiar with monkey bread?
Yeah. Yes. I was going to say, so is it the same?
It's the same concept. Okay. Monkey bread is that thing where it's sort of a pull-apart bread. Mm-hmm. You just bake it in a little bowl.
And sugar.
And it's all
and cinnamon.
Sweet and everything. Well, time to start doing that with pizza dough. Where you just, you know, you can buy that dough ball at the store, which is fine. But, man, dough is so sticky and messy. And you got to do the flour and you got to roll it out. And you got to try to figure out how to get it on your little plate and into the oven. Mm-hmm. And things start to spill. Forget it. Just cut the dough into smaller pieces.
Okay.
Let them proof up. And then you put them in different oven-safe containers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add whatever toppings you want, savory additions. Cheese, jalapeno slices. You could put veggies, meat. You could put a little sauce in there or do the dipping sauce afterward. And then when it comes out, you've got this pull-apart monkey bread. So it's like a pizza dough that you pull apart and you eat on. Great appetizer. Kids can put whatever they want on theirs. You can put whatever you want on yours.
Fun little family time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Definitely
party at the house. Mm-hmm. You can do a bunch of different ones.
Birthday parties.
Uh-huh.
You know, small group.
Yeah. So pizza dough monkey bread is the way to go this weekend. The best app in the history of apps.
Best app in the history of applications.
I mean, this is not since the clock. We had something this amazing.
This is that good.
Okay.
All right. Have you guys ever been somewhere where you need to figure out how to do something? You're on the phone with somebody and they're trying to walk you through it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh,
but,
of course.
Uh-huh. But you lose a little in translation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? This app, Vuforia Chalk, Vuforia, V-U-F-O-R-I-A, Chalk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is an app that uses AR technology.
Okay.
So, long story short, I would open up the app. So, let's say I'm working on the board here.
Okay.
You would open up your app too, Zach. It'll be like a live chat.
All right.
Where
I
will show you what I'm looking at.
Okay. So, for example, you're talking about the board, the big control board here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. So, if I were not here on a particular day and Antoine calls me and he's crying because he can't figure something out, he doesn't know
what's happening,
which button makes the song. I don't know how to do it. And I could say, oh, it's, you know, this button. He's like, I don't understand.
I can't find it. Yes.
Okay. So now we're connected.
Yes. So now I hold my phone up. And you see what I'm looking at.
Uh-huh.
And you can doodle on your phone.
Ooh.
So you can circle, like, it's this button here. You circle it. I'll see it live on my phone. I know to hit that button. I can hear your voice. You can move things up and down. And I can follow your instructions.
And this will be extra fun, too, Monica, because instead of drawing an arrow, I'll just draw one of those. I'm like, put right there. There it is. I'm just drawing an arrow. What are you talking about?
But it's an app. So, like, whether you're working on something at home, like trying to fix some pipes under the sink, whether you're out at an event and you're trying to hook up microphones or something and you need somebody there, it's a live customer support where they are
you know where a real regular life application of this will work great? And ladies, I think you'll agree. If you have a man who is straight up useless when it comes to the grocery store,
yes.
Send that fool to the store and he always buys the wrong thing.
Now, no excuse.
Ding Dong can hold it up to the row of cereals and
you
go,
can circle the one.
Be like, there it is, right there. You see, that's the brand we need. Get that one, Skippy. Yep. He can do that.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep, or the guy doing laundry, he doesn't know what's a delicate shirt, what's a regular shirt with his stuff.
Oh, man. And
he
now
can just put it out there.
And now you have something for everyone, even the kids.
Now I think it was a terrible app because now you've taken away the I don't know how to do laundry excuse because now you're going to walk me through the whole thing. Well, I don't want you to repeat the name of that app. Never happened.
Euphoria Chalk.
Euphoria Chalk. All right, Miss Monica is going to help you out with Autumn. Hello, Autumn.
Hello.
Autumn is here.
We're ready for it, I think, right?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, man, we are all so ready. It's officially kicking off today when Monica destroys all the leaves. Her Thang hack is next. It is in 6 minutes. Here on your Thang, $5,000 right after that. $5,000 in a secret sound at 7 o'clock. Are you ready to win? We have been doing bonus clues every day for the last few days. We're going to keep doing that every day during the week until we get a winner. Will it be at 7 o'clock? We will find out.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Yesterday just was stupid hot.
Oh, I know.
Unnecessarily hot.
98 degrees in Roanoke. Not the boy band.
Not Nick Lachey.
And that broke the record by, I think, 7 or 8 degrees of the hottest temperature ever in October. Finally, today, we're breaking through. Now, I do think, I saw, it says high like 80 to 85 today. The cool down really starts tonight, tomorrow,
we'll take all that.
But we're moving in the right direction, finally. Autumn is here. The leaves will finally be falling on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday got me. It was one of the, because I've been rooting for long, you know, days and summer weather. And yesterday, I felt it.
You've abandoned your team.
I was like, oh, my God.
Team Summer has officially no more fans.
Where is fall? But yeah, fall is approaching. So that means beautiful leaves, leaves fall. Okay, it's time to put the leaves in the bag and all that stuff.
That it's
time to
rake leaves. It's the worst part of fall. You love it for a while. Oh, the colors, the pretty colors. Oh, the yard work. The ugly yard work.
Gotta handle that business. Oh. Well, you know, if you don't have a leaf blower, you can always hold on to summer.
She did a little thing with her finger that was scary.
You might want to hold on to a little bit of summer because what do we have? Box fans, right?
Box fans.
You have fans in your
home?
Sure. It doesn't really matter the size. What do you also have? What you should have? A drop cord. Extension cord.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot. I speak Bedford as a second language, so a drop cord.
I was out and somebody said drop cord and I thought of you. But anyway, continue.
Drop cord is just extension cord, in case you're wondering.
But you have that going. Just hook up your fan to that extension cord, drop cord, and just blow your leaves into the pile that you need. Step outside your door and you take that box fan and you just blow all your leaves into a pile. Who needs a leaf blower? Because that's handling just little patches of leaves. Take that.
And you think a box fan is going to work
better? What industrial-sized box fan are you using?
Whatever size you want. It depends on your yard.
Any size you want. When I go walk out, you know, one of those little handheld ones that's got M&Ms on the inside?
Exactly.
Hey, if you're in an apartment and you have just a small little group of leaves, take a small fan and just blow them away.
I'll give you a better thing. If you have such a small little pile of leaves because you're in an apartment,
you can just blow them.
You can take both of your hands and scoop them up and throw them in the trash.
There, oh, man.
You could.
Merry Christmas!
But if you don't have a leaf blower and you say, well, I have this box fan, just use that.
Okay.
Blow your leaves into a pile.
You know what? I think even better. Why bother with this? Because I'm listening to this whole suggestion here of the box fan, and that just sounds like a lot of work with the cords and everything. And
is it, though?
You know what I'm hearing here more than anything, Antoine, is a lot of talking, a lot of blowing the hot air out of Monica's mouth. So what I think you do instead is you go to the store, you get a nice big funnel, and then you apply all this hot air right to your leaf.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with it?
And you just blow all the way home.
Your leaf blower goes out, and you say, well, dang it. I have a box fan.
Nope. I have a Monica.
You'll see Zach outside.
Wouldn't you need multiple box fans so that you could blow it all into one pile?
You could if you want to.
Antoine, stop trying to apply logic to this question.
Antoine, thank you.
I don't see it, though. No, I did. Wait a minute.
He is so on board. Yeah,
I am not off board. I'm not.
You can take two. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Where's my life jacket? I'm out.
Antoine would like to be pushed overboard if possible.
I'm glad you said Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you. human was a human blowtorch, but that doesn't make any sense either. So get yourself a sexy box fan. She is the human funnel. Get her ready. She is going to predict your high school football games here at 7:10. This is a freaky robbery that's going to freak you out. This is the way of the new world with new technologies. Mm. Also, tons and tons of bacon here in the trending. And then right after, your $5,000 in the secret sound.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Yeah, the first deep fake robbery has happened.
What?
Deep fake robbery.
Are you guys familiar with this deep fake stuff?
Nope.
I am not.
All right, let me educate you real quick because this is a thing that is a thing. And it's just wild. Deepfake is where they'll take someone's face and put them on somebody else's body on a computer or whatever in a video. A lot of times they'll do it to make it look like someone did one of those
videos.
So like
celebrities when they would just paste their faces. And,
correct.
The
thing is, they are very, very realistic looking
for
now.
For sure.
And the first deepfake robbery has occurred because the thieves called up a British energy company and they used software to simulate the voice of one of the company executives.
Oh.
And they told the person all of these different requests that, hello, it's your boss. I'm calling. And please wire $240,000 to this bank account. And the people on the other end said, the request seemed odd,
but it
sounded like our boss. It was our boss. It was uncanny. It was exactly the same. We did exactly what it was saying to do. Yeah.
That's scary.
Very.
Yeah, because they're like, what are you going to do about that?
Right. Hey, nothing. Is this, are you my wife? Yes, I am.
Hello.
Okay, well, I guess we'll go ahead.
Let me just call Wheeler. Hello. I am the boss.
Let's deepfake our own boss.
Can we get a raise?
Yes. Give ourselves raises. He's going
to
go,
I need to speak to Cheryl right now.
Making $10 million a year. How did that happen? Now, see, we need to use it for the power of good. I feel like this is all good.
Number two.
Oh, no. Pour one out for Flavortown. Flavortown's out of business.
Flavortown.
Flavortown is closed.
Flavortown, USA.
Shut down Flavortown.
All right.
We're done. Guy Fieri.
Oh.
Flavortown's over.
I was like, what? I didn't know what Flavortown was.
Well, Guy Fieri, you know, he talks about Flavortown.
Okay.
That's his, the land of Flavortown. All the right. Guy Fieri. So Guy Fieri got his start with this chain of restaurants called, and it makes me throw up in my mouth when I even read it, Tex Wasabi's Rock and Roll Sushi and Barbecue Restaurant. It's just, you know, to me, it's just throw everything on a stick. Huh?
You don't like Guy that much, do you?
It's not. I like a more refined food.
Triple D, I like that.
I like Triple D, man. I love that show. That's where I'm conflicted on the inside. That's when you know, when you meet a human being and they're just a rotten human, but man, they're hot. And you just, you like looking at them anyway. It's the Kardashians.
That's Triple D.
I'm just torn. Triple D, I like. Yeah, all the Tex Wasabis are now officially closed. They're gone. Yep, Flavortown's over with. And his other restaurant he got started with, Johnny Garlic's brand, that's also closed.
Wow.
Done.
What's happening?
Flavortown's closed.
He's,
Guy Fieri.
Donkey sauce, nowhere
well,
to
maybe
get.
He'll pick up another show on Food Network.
I mean, he's fine. He's got other restaurants. Yeah. He's kind of moved on to other stuff, and he's got Triple D and everything. But his OG place, Tex Wasabi Rock and Roll Sushi and Barbecue Restaurant. Again, oh my God, my head hurts. It's like listening to a Monica Fang hack. Everything has just been thrown together into one.
Number one.
Would anyone like 100,000 slices of bacon?
Yes.
Well, you got to go sign up. There's a big contest right now. It is called, and my printer was failing me, so let me just look here.
You got to squint.
I do. I have to. I can't even see it.
It's disappeared.
It is. It's a Smithfield Racin Bacon giveaway.com, I think. Pardon me because the printer was giving out. Look, a highlight. I can't even see it anymore.
No, it's gone.
But you can win 100,000 slices of bacon. And this has to do with the number 10 car, Smithfield Ford Mustang.
Yes.
It is Eric Amarola.
Ford Mustang.
Yeah, and he won Talladega last year. And they're saying if he wins Talladega again this year, they're going to give away 1 million slices of bacon, Smithfield is. So 10 lucky winners will get 100,000 slices of bacon, which is 6,250 packages.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us the calories.
I'm not going to
do that. No calories.
We don't need that negative energy.
You keep that to yourself. Come on now.
Oh, no.
So if you want to sign up, you got to go to a website I can't see. But just search for there's a million slices of bacon. If you Google
just
that,
text it in Smithfield.
Yep, you got it all figured out. And then we all have to root for this bacon-driving man. whenever the race is, which is you got to enter. You have now through October 13th to enter. So you got about a week to go ahead and do that. We have Miss Monica's uncannily accurate high school football predictions. Yeah. She's 11-3. She is laying it down for Patrick Henry, Blacksburg, EC Glass, George Washington, Pulaski, Hidden Valley, Christiansburg, Salem, Carroll County, and Glenver. Your fate is in her hands. You can go out and play as hard as you want for your own personal accomplishments.
You're at the Salem game tonight?
Yes, I am. Oh, my God. What am I going to answer for that,
that question.
Oh, my goodness. We will find out next. Now.
KHD. Roanoke. The K92 Morning Thing.
Money.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 Secret Sound plays.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret Sound.
Complete.
540-774-9236. Caller 19. What's that sound? Get it right. $5,000 from you for first team, for you from First Team Nissan New River Valley. For you from you, whatever. You win. First Team Nissan New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92, your home of the most money. The K92 Secret Sound, $5,000 now. Man, I don't even know what to do here for the top moments of the week because we count down the top three moments. We're going to do that here in 10 minutes. I have 10 different clips to choose from.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
I haven't figured out which three to hone in on, though I can tell you this. One of them is going to involve GTO. What does GTO stand for? If you don't know, you're going to get educated here in 10 minutes.
Gotcha!
It's getting to the point with this where Monica's so good at picking these football games.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get her one of those hats. You know, the ones that the swamis and snake charmers wear. It's got like a diamond in the middle of it. You know, like, was it when Zoltan made Tom Hanks all big?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we need that hat on
her.
All we have right now is the poop hat, and you have far exceeded the expectations of the poop hat.
This is such a big deal. When I was at the last homecoming, somebody walked up to me and said that we should put Monica in the newspaper, because you know they do their pick'ems in the sports section with just her picture and all the schools, that we should put her in the sports page with everybody else.
Like, she don't know
nothing. Oh, gosh, I don't know football.
And she's houses every person. She's probably got like better picks than Frank Beamer. They put him in there.
No.
She is killing it. 11-3 so far on the year. So, kids, just remember, if she picks your team to lose, it's pretty much hopeless.
Yeah.
Play your best.
It doesn't mean anything.
It means everything.
I keep saying that. It's like, just everybody play your best.
And what's going down. Also, all of the games we feature this week and every week, there'll be special snap filters at the game. So you can just keep swiping right so you find that filter. If you're taking pictures tonight and then you want to harass Miss Monica, you can. It's K92 Monica there on Snapchat. Or just tag K92 and everything as well as we get ready for this week's predictions. Here on The Thing. Now, we try to pick the marquee games, and then we try to bounce around to some schools that we haven't been to just yet. So if you're like, yo, where's my high school?
Uh-huh.
Text in 52353. Let us know. It might be on future week. Here we go. Game number one. This is a big one.
Why are you nervous already?
I don't know. I just get nervous about it. I'm like,
Yeah, because you know how much it matters.
The Blacksburg Bruins, Monica. They will be taking on the Patrick Henry Patriots. That's the only information we give her. We don't give her records. We don't give her anything else. It's all she needs is the school and the mascot. What you got?
The Blacksburg Bruins. PH?
Yes. Patrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling PH.
You're feeling your PH.
I'm feeling PH.
Okay. And what are you feeling there
pH
on your
balance.
Score? Oh, God.
I don't know.
This is how your predictions are chosen. Well, I have a good pH balance. I peed on a stick this morning. Feeling good. Feeling good about pH. Here we go.
31-15.
31-15. All right. Okay. 31-15. It means everything.
All right.
Go ahead. Bet your house. Bet your mortgage on all of these games. Next up, EC Glass. The Hilltoppers. Like those people on Walking Dead. Taking on George Washington. Actually, don't have a mascot listed here, so we'll just say
the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
Eagles?
I was just going to say the rotted corpse of George Washington.
Oh, no. George Washington.
The Eagles. Okay.
They're the Eagles.
The EC Glass Hilltoppers. The George Washington Eagles. What's it going to be?
I don't know anything about the George Washington Eagles.
You don't know anything about EC Glass either.
I
so
don't.
What does it matter?
Or football.
You know what, y'all two? Dang it. All right.
Dagnabbit, you're right.
But EC Glass is still speaking to me.
Okay.
And I think the score is going to be close.
Shoot my glass.
23, 21.
23-21. Ooh. You know what? Based on the records of these teams, that is a possibility. Uh-huh. UC Glass undefeated, 4-0. George Washington, 3-1.
This could be a close game.
Excellent game.
Man.
23-21, says she. Hidden Valley, land of the ranch, uh-huh. and the Titans taking on Pulaski.
Pulaski.
The Cougars. What you got?
I'm just saying that. Pulaski, I keep saying Pulaski.
She loves
Yankees.
Saying the Pulaski
every
Yankees.
Time.
The Yankees.
But I know where she's going with this. She thinks Pulaski is full of big corn-fed boys.
Cornbread-fed.
Cornbread-fed. So she thinks they just eat the other team, practically.
I don't know. I've never seen the team, but I just imagine.
I believe Monica is picturing right now, if you have this game, Pulaski taking on Hidden Valley, she is picturing a large cornbread-fed football player from Pulaski picking up a kid from Hidden Valley, dipping him in ranch, and throwing him on the sidelines. That's what we have here. Score?
Yeah, I think 37-19.
37-19. Pulaski's winning. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay. Next up, it is the, let's go with this one. Carroll County Cavaliers. Carroll County taking on Glenver, the Highlanders.
Yes.
Glenver. I automatically feel like Glenver. I don't know why.
Just came right to you.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Glenver. And the score, I think, is going to be kind of close. The music stopped.
It did.
Ooh.
Pressure's on.
Oh, okay. So I think the music means that it's going to be 30-11.
30-11.
To 11.
Yeah. And who's winning here?
Glenver.
Okay, so Glenver is going to win.
Doesn't mean anything, folks.
30-11. As we know, it means everything. She's 11-3 on the year. The woman just, I mean, it's an uncanny ability to do this. And I don't know why she's so good at it, but darn it, she is. We have one more game for this week here on your K92 Morning Thing. And it is involving our featured homecoming game. I had a Salem cheer, and I can't find it now. I don't know what the heck happened to it. I lost it. The cheerleaders were in here. It was great. Okay, I'm mad about that, but that's all right. So we have the game now. Monica Brooks, Christiansburg Blue Demons, Salem Spartans. I'm going to be there tonight, so I'm going to have to answer for this.
Yep.
And she has picked Salem to lose 2 weeks in a row, and they've won both times. What do you got?
Salem's going to play hard, but it's not going to win.
What? It's not going to win.
They're not going to win. I felt because, you know, I feel I'm nervous even saying that.
God. Oh, my God. You're nervous. I'm nervous.
It doesn't mean anything, folks. I say it again. But they're going to play really hard.
They're going to lose their homecoming?
It doesn't mean. I'm probably wrong on all of this.
But you keep being not wrong but on all of this.
I'm probably wrong on everything.
Oh, my goodness.
So don't
the
do
cheerleaders,
that face.
The
don't
cheerleaders
make that face.
Came in. And they were excited. They were talking about how important homecoming is to them.
Uh-huh.
And it was the cheerleaders. Let me pull their names up real quick just so you can know who you're shooting down.
Yeah.
Genevieve, Iva, Janaya, Macy, Kemper, Kylie.
Hey, girls.
They were huge fans.
Hey.
Huge fans.
I love
huge
them.
Fans. Way to scare them away, Monica. That's what we
see,
do.
See, oh, my
here.
Gosh. No, I shouldn't even have said it.
Oh, man.
Delete.
This is their last
43-31.
What'd you say?
43-31.
So the defense is just going to be
terrible.
Y'all get
so serious. Man. It doesn't mean anything. I don't know anything about football at all.
These are those girls' last homecoming as seniors.
And I tell you what, Antoine, because I got to go to this thing, this is probably going to be my last homecoming because they're going to attack me and I'm not going to be welcome back. So.
Y'all stop it. Y'all
not that I'm playing favorites against Christiansburg, but look, people, I got to answer face to face today. All right, laying them down. Just a recap here. Patrick Henry defeats Blacksburg 31-15. EC Glass squeaks it out against George Washington 23-21. Pulaski crushes Hidden Valley 37-19. Glenver takes down Carroll 30-11. And the Spartans. Now, they have been one of the few teams that can overcome the demonic predictions of
Monica.
That's
but
right.
They're also playing the Blue Demons. The Demons.
Yeah.
The Devil. They're playing against all forms of the Devil. What's going to happen? Right now, Monica says 43-31, Christiansburg will win. 52353 for your comments. K92 Monica on Snapchat if you want to hit it up. And don't forget all of those snap filters as well while you're at the games this weekend.
Woo!
I will see you at the Salem homecoming tonight. Please don't hurt me. If you receive a text from Monica that says GTO, what's about to happen? You gotta find out right now. Top moments of the week. We count them down on Friday. It was very hard this week to narrow it down. We might have to do a bonus top moment of the week on Monday.
Oh.
And get a couple extra
ones
in
moments.
There.
That's good.
There's 10. There's 10 different ones I had to choose from. Stress dreams. Let's see. You blocking your kid from the pizza guy. All your terrible ideas for girls' trips. Zombie apocalypse. All this. Antoine and his Justin Bieber love. Mm-hmm. Like, these are all things that didn't make it in.
Oh.
Monica the mean brownie thief. All that stuff. So let's count down the top moments of the week on the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. We start with what I believe is a very, very bad impression of Sylvester Stallone. But it's just fun to do. I don't know why. I got all excited doing Sylvester Stallone, and it is terrible.
I mean, in that terrible 1980s arm wrestling movie that Sylvester Stallone was in called Over the Top, he said when he turned his hat around,
"I've become a different person. I just get into the zone. I got to win that truck."
Exactly. You ever watched that movie, Monica?
I have not.
Oh, I have.
Oh,
I love
it's
it.
So
it's dumb. Terrible.
It's so awesome.
Is it terrible good?
Oh, like, yeah.
Is that good
yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But when I turn my hat around, I become a different person. So let's see what Antoine's got over there.
Okay. It's a great Sylvester Stallone, isn't it? It's perfect. It's like he's on the show
right
with
on.
Us.
Yeah, Monica Brooks, he predicts against Salem. Every time we play football, I predict it over here.
Oh, no.
Gonna get me in trouble at the homecoming later
on. No one's gonna say anything.
Oh, everyone's gonna say everything.
No, maybe.
Please don't throw stuff at me. I didn't do it.
He's
That's
gonna give
I'm
a rally towel, and they're gonna hit him with the rally towel.
Yeah, they're gonna. You know what they're gonna do? Is they're gonna get them all wet, and they're gonna do
and
that,
it hurts.
The locker room thing. They're gonna thwack me. I don't wanna be thwacked. You know, Monica, not only predicting it just over and over again, just driving people nuts with her predictions, Antoine and I lost a valued member of the K92 Morning Thing team this week. Something that we were very emotionally attached to. Monica, not so much. She didn't care one bit. She's a cold, cold, heartless individual. We lost Tapey, who was our roll of scotch tape that Antoine and I had been betting on for 6 months as to when it would die. And it went for so long. And we were sad that Tapey had left us. Monica, did not care one bit. So cold with the execution of Tapey.
Go ahead and pull the tape.
No, wait.
Why
won't we do that?
Put him out of his misery.
Don't put him out of his misery, but there's like a little bit of tape.
There's a little line of tape right there.
I feel like I want to bury him here. Monica's like, just pop his head off. Screw him.
Go ahead and just pull that little, you know what? That sucks. This week has been bad with the yak and with Tapey.
I know.
Oh, you just got to bring it all up. Huh? You just don't care about anybody's emotional attachment to anything.
Jeez. I don't care about nothing.
So cold.
Tapey's still kicking. From what I heard, right?
Tapey is on life support. It's a roll of tape, and there's a tiny bit left, and it stopped yesterday.
Yep.
And I pulled it this morning, and I think it's sort of like when you're getting ready to pull the plug on Grandpa, and Grandpa all of a sudden goes, and just moves a little.
And so you don't pull it, you plug it back in
right,
real quick.
You think, oh, wait, Grandpa hurt us. Aww. Plug him back in.
Oh, that's so sad.
Tapey, I know.
Oh, don't even try to act like you care about Tapey, you jerk.
No, what?
You don't care about Tapey.
I care about Tapey.
I'll tell you, you know what
Where's he at?
You can GTO. You can GTO. Because we don't want you around here no more.
We're
going to run Monica out of town. GTO, what does that mean? So we were playing Fat Chance earlier this week, and the category was text abbreviations.
Yes.
You know, LOL, K, ROTFL, ones that we actually know. Monica says GTO. I'm like, well, that's a good question there, because exactly what is GTO? So let's run it down.
Fat Chance.
Okay. All right. 15 seconds, seven, go.
Okay, LOL, LMAO, YTF, GTO, BRB, and IKR, K, shoot.
I'm not sure she knows all of those.
What is GTO?
What's GTO?
Going to Oregon.
I'm giving her GTO, but she still didn't get it.
Going to Oregon.
Congratulations, Vanessa. You are the winner.
Was so close.
Going to Oregon.
Going to Oregon, baby. I'm going to remember that one. I'm going to tell you right now, if I ever go to Oregon, I'm going to text you GTO.
You. I hope you GTO right now.
The way you talk about Tapey.
You know, mean.
Aww.
You hurt our high school. You hurt our children. You hurt our yaks, and you hurt our Tapey.
Oh wow, it's been a terrible week for you.
Good God.
No, Antoine, it's been a terrible week for all the rest
Everybody
of us.
Else.
Everybody else. It's what it is. Top moments of the week. Who or what needs to be told fork you? Go ahead and get it in now to 52353. We got some prizes for our favorites. We got the pumpkin patch at Lehman Family Farms. Free kettle corn in there. The Hex Haunted Attraction is going down in Elliston. You want VIP skip the line passes on that. So who or what needs to be told fork you? Like Jason Christensberg, she's getting it in early. Fork you to my husband, who is off today on my birthday while I go to work. That's right. He should have gone to her work for her as a birthday present, right?
Well,
sure, whatever. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. That is next on the K92 Morning Thing. Poor texter. Text 52353. Wait, the yak was found? Yeah.
It was.
The body of the yak was found, unfortunately. Sorry. Fork you! Fork you! Fork you. Who or what needs to be told fork you? Like fork you to the person that did hit Meteor the Yak on the side of the road in Nelson County and then didn't even stop or tell anybody.
I know.
Monica. Excuse me.
Possibly.
No, something's in my throat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Monica, yeah, I got something in my throat,
gosh,
too.
I got a tickle in your throat. Yeah,
just a tickle.
Something going on. Lozenge.
Do you have a Luton's over there that I could
right
use?
There.
Who or what needs to be told fork you?
Fork you!
We got to lay it down. We got to free it up. We got to get ready. For your fork you fun, who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Antoine!
I don't normally do fork yous to the weather, but yesterday was just so hot. Fork you to regular clothes because of the weather yesterday. I went to the movies to see the joke. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
In basketball shorts and a t-shirt. I just could not put on regular clothes.
It was
so
that hot.
I looked like I just came from the gym. It was too hot.
Too hot
it was just too hot to wear fabric.
It was that kind of heat that makes you feel like you just died a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like you're in your car, you hop in your car, and you feel like, oh, I think my heart stopped for
the
too
hotness
long.
Of the car.
Yeah.
It was so hot, I almost cursed. Like when I walked out of my house, like it was that. Like I felt disrespected by the heat.
Oh, so stupid.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're getting beyond that now. But you know what? Let's look at the silver lining of that, Antoine. You walked out of your house looking like you had gone to the gym because you had shorts on and a t-shirt and you were sweating. Mm-hmm. You did not go to the gym.
I did not.
But you could lie to the world that you were physically active that day.
People thought I'm physically fit. They're like, oh, he must have worked out before coming to see this movie.
Look at that guy. He's so dedicated to his fitness. He went and did that. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Let me just say fork you to late snacks.
Late
snacks. Yep.
Every child on earth does this where they try to negotiate the late snack. Kids go upstairs. I want them getting ready for bed. I'm doing my thing. And all of a sudden I hear the pitter patter of little devils coming down. So, excuse me, what are you doing?
Like getting a snack.
No. You were sent upstairs to do things of the brushing of teeth and stuff like that. But I'm starving. I don't think children know what starving actually feels like.
No, they don't.
I think
they
get one little doohickey in their stomach and they decide that means they're starving.
They have a taste for something.
Yeah.
They're not starving.
No, they're not. And they love to do this. I believe they know if they haven't at least figured out how to do it consciously where they know the time, subconsciously, they know the exact time they're supposed to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 second before that, they try to extend that through just about anything.
Oh, yeah.
And last night it was late night snacks coming down. But we are starving. We have you can't send us to bed hungry, man. I let them have a snack. But I know they're doing. You're making it longer,
and you
give dad. Dad gets his irritated voice, which is this one. Man, they're gonna make fun of me. I know when they're older, when they're adults.
Like remember when?
Yeah. Your dad always walk around going, "Here we go again. You and your snacks. All right, fine. Take your cheese stick. Go upstairs. Yep. Whatever. Dragging it out. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you, Monica Brooks. Does not like your manners, and she is going to explain why you
being
friendly is not only disrespectful, dangerous, she hates it. So no more friendly. You don't get to be friendly anymore. Find out next who or what needs to be told fork you. You can call in 540-774-9236, 800-468-9236. The text as well, 52353. Got some prizes for our favorites, so it is worth your effort to fork you next. $1,000 up for grabs every weekday morning here on The Thang at 7:55 in the $1,000 pop quiz. Open up your K92 radio app right now. Get your three free answers from Uptown Cheapskate and then get all 10 right and win a grand. That is next.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told fork you? We say good morning to April. Hi, April.
Hi.
April. Yeah, she sounds so sweet and innocent, and she is just
fork you!
Ready to lay it down. Who needs to be told, April?
The kids on campus who ride skateboards.
And why is that? You just don't like the sound of those wheels rolling down the sidewalk?
No, they don't pay attention. And the other day, one hit me.
You got hit by a dude on a skateboard?
Yes.
So I'm guessing he just popped up and said,
I will
me.
Say, I tried to ride a skateboard once, and looking up was not an option for me either. Yeah. I was just staring at the ground the entire time.
Skateboards is one for me. It was never anything I ever got into, and it's one of those ones I feel like the person who's doing it is just trying to prove a point. Like, they're trying to look cool.
Look
no
at
one,
me!
Right, no one actually enjoys it. It's like a man on a unicycle. There is no reason to ride a unicycle. It's inefficient. It's not really getting you anywhere. Same thing with a skateboard. Too much work, right, April?
Yeah.
And then running into April, she is just trying to tra-la-la her way to sociology class, and she's got to run into some doofus on a skateboard. Did he at least apologize?
No, he just got up and walked away.
He skated off.
He did. Man, I tell you what, April, if that was me, hang on, April, we're going to get you a prize. I would eyeball that one skater, and I would just knock him off balance next time I saw him, just a little bit. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Monica Brooks says, manners be darned. Get out!
Well, sometimes it can be dangerous.
Actually, I do agree with you.
Okay, because at a four-way stop, this woman in front of me, she's letting everyone else go. She's like waving people to the point where she's trying to be nice, but it was at a point where I'm like, you're going to cause an accident.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, who's she telling to go? Why am I going? Why are you? And people are going to collide because she's being too nice.
Stop being nice when you're driving. No one says you have to be mean.
You could follow the rules.
Follow the rules.
That's all you have to do.
Just follow the rules.
And she's
that's
just waving them on. And she was telling kids to walk across. And I'm like, but there's a car that you just told to turn as this kid is walking across.
And I guarantee you that person goes home at the end of the day and says, I'm a great driver because I am friendly and polite.
Nope. No,
and I let people go. And you're actually the worst person. You're making trouble for everybody else. And Monica needs you out of the way.
I know. I said, I can't stand her. And I did. And
don't
Ava,
activate the road rage.
I know.
Please
and
don't.
Ava was like in the car. I'm like, Mommy doesn't mean it, but she is being dangerous.
Mommy
I can't
means
stand
it.
Her.
Mommy actually means it. That's I'm sorry. Mommy is telling the truth right now. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. It's a fork you to my mom's driving. She's going to kill me one day. So, is that Ava? Is that
Ava's
phone?
No, don't stop it.
I'm not sure what's going on. Fork you to office meetings. I know. This person was going to use PTO for the day, but there are
that's the worst.
4 hours of meetings scheduled today.
That's the worst when you plan to take the day off and you're like, sorry, we can't allow you to do that because we have meetings today.
But then the person who schedules the meetings, they make sure if they want PTO, they will work all the meetings
around.
Just fork meetings in general.
Yeah.
I am making them illegal. When I am King Zach, we're never going to have meetings. They're done.
Like 4 hours of really? Do you need that long?
Nobody does. Nobody needs meetings that long. I'm sorry. Who or what needs to be told? 52353. $1,000 is next in the pop quiz from Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke and K92. Open up the app, get your three free answers, and get here and win in 4 minutes.
More thing next on K92.
Hip hop spelling bee is on the way. Also, in Blow Your Mind, people who drink blank are happier than people who don't.
Ooh.
What's the blank? We'll explain.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 pop quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Right now, Jason in Dublin would like $1,000. Jason, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jason, did you get your three free answers from Uptown Cheapskate?
I did not.
Okay. That is Jason's decision, and that is fine. This has happened in the past where it's worked out. Other times it's failed miserably. Everybody else, you can go. That's okay. At least he's happy about it. He has a good spirit. $10 for every single one you get right, Jason. And only once in the history of this game has someone gotten zero. So you should at least walk away with $10 in your pocket. Everybody, if you go to the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page, the Roanoke one, not the main one, the franchise one, but the Roanoke one, you can get the answers for Monday. You can see great outfit suggestions.
Yep.
Cash for clothes here, local.
Be sure to check them out.
Yeah, and this is a situation where they help the local economy because this is a locally owned store. And they feed these clothes back into the economy of people that then can get designer clothes at a discount price.
Very
and
nice
so you're saving money.
Purses,
and they're giving money back out. Yeah, everything works out well. So it's Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Jason, here's the deal. 10 questions, $10 for every single one of them you get right. 60 seconds. You may pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. Get all 10 of them, and you got $1,000 in your pocket. You ready to roll?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Timer will start when I finish reading this first question. Good luck, Jason. What is the name of the meerkat in the Lion King movies?
Timon.
Yes.
First and last name, name one member of the band The Beatles.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Yes. The TV show Everybody Hates Chris was developed by what comedian named Chris?
Chris Rock?
Yes.
Mixing yellow and red makes what color?
Yellow and red is... pass. I'll come back to
that. True or false? Rapper Coolio's real first name is Delbert.
False.
Yes.
Who plays Shaw in the Hobbs and Shaw movie?
Jason Statham.
Yes.
The movie Magic Mike is loosely based on what actor's life as a stripper?
Channing Tatum.
Yes.
What is the name of Will Smith's oldest child?
Oh, my gosh. I know this. Pass.
In alphabetical order, what state is last?
Wyoming?
Yes.
Yeah. Shimmering Heat is a perfume branded with what celebrity?
J-Lo.
No. Mixing yellow and red makes what color? Ah, time is up.
Oh, yes, 70.
Oh, my God.
You were rolling.
I know,
you were
killing it. He got more than what you expected. He got $70, though.
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a good 70, though.
But yeah. It is right there. It teeters right there where you feel good, but you also feel bad because you could have.
70 is where you feel good.
Yeah.
70 is where you feel good.
I know the other one. I don't know the glimmering one, but I knew the other one.
Yeah, so yellow and red makes orange. Let's see. The other Will Smith's oldest child is Trey. I would have I would have accepted Willard, which I think is actually his
Willard?
Real name.
Yes.
Yeah, but Trey is the oldest. I know Willard.
Willard Carroll.
Of course you know.
And Shimmering Heat is Beyonce. It's a tough one,
Beyonce.
But she's such a big name. You know,
it's $70,
like you got. $70, man. Not bad at all. Hang on, Jason. We got your money for you. Everybody else, you can open up your K92 radio app here momentarily. I'll update it, but it is already on the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page, Roanoke, for Monday. $1,000 up for grabs every single weekday here on The Thang at 7:55. Hot list rolling next, then hip-hop spelling bee. What's going on the hot list?
Miley Cyrus, new love already.
Oh, man,
yeah,
again.
Again.
Being someone you love.
Did you need something?
No, I was singing. Oh, okay. I like the end of it.
He put his hand up like, no, wait, before you go on, you're screwing something up. No, we're good.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
So Miley, she is trying to find love, I guess, or rebound.
She's trying to find a rebound.
She might want to try to find a break, like slow it down.
She can't take
find
a break.
Herself.
Or maybe she's someone that she has to have someone.
She said she was taking a break, and now she's already on relationship two. Since
she dated a girlfriend that lasted like 2 weeks. Now she's dating a guy named Cody Simpson. He's an Australian singer.
Okay.
Songwriter.
Cody Simpson.
Yeah, Cody Simpson.
Why is it that, and I know somebody else did this too, and it's so dumb, but you say Cody Simpson, Australian singer, I immediately picture a kangaroo. I don't know why.
Like, why? You know what? He's kind of kangaroo-ish.
Is he now?
A little bit.
What makes him kangaroo-ish?
He looks like he might jump kind of high.
He does look kangaroo-ish.
He looks kangaroo-ish.
I don't think that's an insult, but he's kangaroo-ish. Y'all Google him if you want to.
I'm looking Cody Simpson
tell me if you disagree.
Right now.
Not
oh my God, he's kangaroo-ish. I can't believe it.
Yes.
he's got his hair sort of has a boing.
He's bouncy. He's Tigger.
Wow. That's yes. Okay. I take back feeling bad because I was correct.
Right.
I was correct.
But yeah, but she is. but she's dating this dude.
All right. Well, whatever.
And they used to. They were friends for years. So and also, I don't know what she's thinking exactly because she's dating friends. She's staying in her friend circle.
Mm-hmm.
So she's almost damaging friendships.
She doesn't care.
I just don't think she knows. It's not that she cares.
Yeah.
And then probably what she's saying is, my friends, this is my circle. These are the people closest to me, and these are the people that I need to be around right now, but not realizing that it can destroy your circle.
She shouldn't have to make out with her friend circle.
Well,
you know.
I don't mind make out every now and then.
Kylie Jenner, she's saying that she is still good with Travis Scott because we were talking about how they're taking a break.
Yeah.
And
I don't think
also,
they're necessarily done.
They're not done. No, not at all. And people were talking about how she was at the studio late at night with Tyga, her ex.
Yeah.
But
I
she
did
said
see
she
that.
Was dropping off a friend and he happened to be there. And that's all, you know. They're all in the same circle as well.
I've never accidentally run into one of my exes.
And
never.
And people also are saying that with this Kylie Travis Scott mess, that he's releasing music soon.
Okay.
Like next week.
There's a new Travis Scott song today.
So, yes, to hype it up. They're probably just, it's one of those regular
business decisions.
Yep.
Yeah, and they know what they're doing with the Kardashian-Jenner family, so.
God, can Travis Scott put out one song that doesn't have that little background sound effect of someone going, lit?
That's his name.
That's in this one,
like
too.
Like Maybach music.
Lit.
Lit.
I get it, lit.
I kind of like it, though.
Lit.
Yeah.
Why don't you just
I
say
I look forward to that little person saying lit.
Lit.
Little
kid. Whatever it is. Little Give me kid. Something else. I need like banana or whatever whatever the new phrase is. Lalilo.
Yeah.
Lit. So yeah, he's got new music out today, so that does make sense. Hip hop spelling bee, I can tell you Travis Scott and Tyga are not in there this week, but Antoine and Monica are going to try to spell rapper names, try to win you the prize. Hex Haunted Attraction in Elliston, some free VIP Skip the Line Haunted House passes for you next.
Is this a hip hop spelling bee? The hip hop spelling bee?
Say what?
I said the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Showed up.
Yesterday was stupid hot. Everybody felt like Milton Snot. But finally, it's not 9D. So let's play the hip hop spelling bee.
Baby Bubba.
Amanda, hi.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good.
What you got going on this weekend?
Not much of anything, just hanging out with the husband at the house.
All right, cool.
And doing some yard work.
I sound like I'm flirting, Mike. What you got going on this weekend, girl? How you doing? Antoine or Monica, who would you like to team up with today? Amanda?
I got to go with my girl, Monica.
Okay, Monica in the house. And this is a lot of pressure because you are officially Amanda's girl.
Yeah.
And if you lose, you are no longer her
going
girl.
For the win.
Yep, big disappointment, sort of like what you said about Salem High School earlier today. If you missed it, good news. It's right on the podcast. It's already there and available. I'm instant replay, so go to iTunes. You can go to the K92 Radio app. It's on Spotify. You can do your smart speaker skill, whatever it is. Monica's high school football predictions for the week. Fire. Straight fire. We have Aaron. It's going to be you and Antoine, okay?
All right.
Fantastic hip-hop spelling bee in the house. I just give you the name. You got to spell it right. Get it wrong, your opponent has a chance to steal. We play two-ish rounds, maybe three. Who knows? You can also request a three-point shot if you want a wicked hard one. Are we ready to roll?
Ready.
Yes.
Monica, you were chosen first in the game. So let's go ahead and play the hip-hop spelling bee now. Please spell Russian.
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 Is he Russian or is he
He's
Russian?
Actually he's actually Jamaican, in case you're wondering.
Okay.
But yeah, Monica wants to know,
to
is
get
he
to the store?
Does he drink vodka or is he in a hurry? I'm Russian.
I'm Russian.
Russian.
I think he is Russian to get somewhere because he's a hustler.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so hustler, Russian. Baby. So I'm going R-U-S-H-I-N.
R-U-S-H-I-N.
I'm Russian.
Yo, I am not taking my time. I am Russian. No, you're not.
That means you're wrong.
Sorry. Antoine.
I will go with the other Russian.
Fair enough.
So I'm going to spell Russian. R-U-S-S-I-A-N. Russian.
Is that simple?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
That means you're wrong.
Sorry, no points. Antoine, you were closer, but he messes with you just a little bit. Russian. R-V- S-S-I-A-N.
Oh,
I hate him. I never met him before, but I hate
like,
him.
It's like churches. Churches. Yeah. That's another Russian.
I hate him.
You don't even know him.
Don't need to. I know all I need to know.
You'll use a V and I don't like you. Okay. Antoine, please spell Young Baby Tate. Young Baby Tate.
There are three different words in there that they can screw up.
I should point out, and I've been trying to do this lately, is most of them, they're on the charts right now. Young Baby Tate is on the charts right now.
All right.
Hip-hop charts. Young Baby Tate.
Young Baby Tate. Y-U-N-G B-A-B-Y T-A-T-E. Young Baby Tate.
Correct!
Oh, yeah.
Look at that!
That's the way you can see it.
Yes.
If you do the eyes and you're like, okay, that's a lady eye.
Young, yeah. A lady eye?
Yes, with the eye.
If you do B-A-B-I. Baby, yeah, I see. Okay, yeah. Like baby. Young Baby Tate, correctly spelled Y-U-N-G-B-A-B-Y-T-A-T-E.
Yes.
Young Baby Tate. Mm-hmm. Monica Brooks. I do believe you must get a point on this or the game is over. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see how we go. Please spell money bag, yo.
Oh, the yo's part of it? Mm-hmm. Or are you just saying yo to me?
Nope.
Okay.
Money bag, yo.
Money bag, yo. Okay. He's going to keep money because money is money. okay. Does he want bag?
Money is bag. But is bag want... bag?
Exactly.
Those are the
bag,
questions
you
want
to add a G
know.
To bag?
Are you going to add a G to bag? That's a good question.
Okay, so I'm going to go money bag, yo. M-O-N-E-Y-B-A-G-G-Y. Oh, money bag, yo.
Money bag, yo.
Correct.
Yeah!
I knew that one.
She kept the money, but you got to add the bag. Money's got to stay. Right, but bag is bag, man.
But you need a double G. Yeah, you need all the money in that bag.
Yeah, when you have so much money, you got to double bag the bag. So that's why you need the extra G.
Exactly.
Yo. That's what we have.
Tiebreaker.
Ah, crap.
Tiebreaker. Who's going to buzz in first?
I already hate you.
Get it right, you win.
I didn't even do
Get
anything.
Get it wrong, you lose.
Antoine. Is that too early?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Please spell. Capadonna.
Monica.
I heard Monica.
Capadonna?
Capadonna.
Thinking about vision. Okay, Capadonna. C-A. P. Adonna. Probably A-D-O-N-A. Capadonna.
Is.
Is
the winner.
Is it C-A-P-P-A-D-O-N-N-A?
That is correct.
I knew who it was.
He knew it. There you go.
Got
it.
You know what else I know?
What?
Let me ask you a question.
No.
And what they do.
And they stay there.
Yep. Capadonna, C-A-P-P-A. D-O-N-N-A.
Yes, I knew the rapper.
You lose, Monica. All right, let's say we'll go back to Amanda. Amanda, your girl let you down. Amanda?
Amanda's gone.
Look, that's right. She is no longer your girl. She's like, I am not going to stay on hold. I'm not going to waste my minutes. I'm the only person left that has minutes. I am not wasting those minutes. Capadonna in the house. Congratulations. Woo! Antoine, you are the winner. Aaron is the big winner as well.
Hip-hop
spelling bee. Oh, you, it's a one-finger clap.
Yeah. One-finger clap. Look at this. Index finger just for everybody listening.
Yes. I mean, because don't you hear it?
That's a bitch club right there, I'm just saying. Okay. Blow Your Mind is next. This scientist says we should eat more blank to fight climate change. Nope. Also, people who drink blank are happier. What are those? Those are on the way in 8 minutes here on The Thang. Awesome Foursome. Secret Sound Clue coming right at 8:30.
Thang. Coming up.
Awesome Foursome on the way. Four throwback songs to officially kick off your weekend.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Scientist says people should eat more blank to fight climate change.
Hmm.
That is your first story here in Blow Your Mind. Give you a story, take out a little headline there, and you got to try to figure out what's missing. Is it A, fish, B, bugs, or C, people?
I'm going with bugs.
You're going with bugs.
I was going to say people.
You're going with people? Just because it sounds so stupid? Yeah.
Correct!
Yeah, this idiot says people should eat more people to fight climate change. Yeah.
Oh, so this was tested?
No, and that's the thing. Is he don't even know what he's talking about. He's saying, you know, to live sustainably, if we just started eating each other, that would probably be helpful.
Oh, yes.
He doesn't have any experience.
Why is he talking about it?
Why is he talking at all?
Why is he putting that out there?
He has an opinion. He wants to put his opinion out there in the climate.
I ain't eating people. I can't trust y'all.
Not unless you have to.
Yeah, if you have to.
If you have to.
If you have to. I do believe Monica probably has a syrup quality.
A syrup?
Yes, because you always just smell so... You smell like pancakes just all the time. lotions and your perfumes.
I do like things that smell good.
Yeah. So if we're ever trapped in the Alpine Mountains for some reason, and we got to play alive.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
This is going down a road. This is his fault. See? No. Can we just go down the Old Town Road instead? That was better.
Oh, man.
Wife finds out husband is cheating. Hits him on the head with blank. A, Nerf guns. B, a pool noodle. Or C, his own shoes.
C, his own shoes.
Beat him on the head with the shoes. That is funny. Nope.
That means you're wrong.
Nope, she pistol whipped him, but she didn't have an actual gun. She had her kids' Nerf guns. So she was Nerf guns.
Oh, man, those things hurt.
Oh, yeah. He was running down the street, and she was yelling at him. Found out he was cheating. Grabbed the nearest thing she could, which was two of her kids' Nerf guns, and was just going to town on his head. He suffered some minor scrapes on his face and arms, but he was also cheating. I know, this is without warning. Like, well, the warning was she found out he was cheating. That feels like a pretty good warning to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not, hang on while I get these Nerf guns to pistol whip you.
Gosh. Thanks for the heads up.
Yep, appreciate it. Okay, final story. People who drink blank are happier. A, wine. B, vodka. C, water.
I'm just going to say water, just because.
I'm going to say vodka.
You think it's vodka? You know, it is National Vodka Day today.
Is it?
I know. And, Antoine, you're wrong.
That means you're wrong.
It's stupid water.
Yeah.
Stupid water.
You gotta hydrate.
As you open your water bottle,
that's Monica. Not from the filtered.
Not from the filter.
Supposed to. She is just drinking out of
saving kids.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what the water says.
Monica swore she was
water.
Going to use less plastic bottles with her water, and I do believe she's up the ante.
I think she's used more.
It's not even that she's using more, Antoine, but she's buying the one brand that just, it seems thicker to me.
Oh,
it's like a thicker
bottle. Plastic, yeah.
Yep, it's a thick plastic.
Helping children get clean
helping
water.
Children. Mm-hmm. We just, well, eventually we're going to have to all eat each other for the climate because of the water. That's what it is, all these water bottles. But yeah, Antoine, I guess you're a happier individual now because you've been trying to drink more water.
Yes.
67% of people said they drank more than enough water were happier than people who didn't, which to me is just them trying to convince themselves. Because when you get to the end of that gallon jug and you feel like a sloshing barrel of liquid, you have to tell yourself something.
They encourage you to do it the next day.
Exactly. Awesome foursome on the way here on the Thang. Four throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life. $5,000 right at 9 o'clock.
I'm on train wreck.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs.
Yeah.
Most viral.
The most viral audio of the day. The current one is what Monica Brooks said about
S-A-L-E-M. Let's go Salem.
Bringing that back up.
Yes,
so viral.
Now
yes,
what?
Absolutely. It's on our podcast
what
right
happened?
Now. It says Monica's fiery football predictions. I don't know who wrote that. It might have been me.
I don't know.
If you missed her predictions, she laid it down for Blacksburg, PH, that game. EC Glass taking on George Washington, Pulaski, Hidden Valley, Christiansburg, Salem, Carroll County, and Glenver. Salem in particular. There's a beef going on, Antoine. I believe the beef has officially started.
I think it is.
Yeah. And I'm going to be right in the middle of this hamburger that I don't want to be a part of
Good
today.
Luck, sir.
I mean, I want to be part of homecoming.
Yeah.
But you make it so hard.
I told you it'll be all good. Be great.
We'll see. Monica's picked against Salem 3 weeks in a row now. That has not stopped them. They're the only people that can overcome the predictions of Monica Brooks. She's 11-3 on
time.
The year. She's 0-2 with Salem games. If you took those two out, she's 11-1, which is amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So if you want to get that, it is on our podcast. We have the awesome foursome on the way, $5,000 in the secret sound as well. Did that 8:30 clue open it up for you? Hopefully it did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to write any more clues. So if we get a winner at 9, I'm done. I'm done.
Perfect.
For the weekend. I love it.
Do it.
Brand new clue on Monday if we get a winner, but we got to get a winner first at 9 o'clock. So let's do it. This woman, this is so weird. So the ER, they freak out at the ER because she shows up in zombie makeup and she didn't do it on purpose. She's a professional model and dancer or something, and she was getting zombie makeup done for a Halloween marketing campaign.
Okay.
Started to have a panic attack that was so bad, she had to go to the ER. So she goes to the ER, and they freak out because they think she has got burns on her face and her skin's melting.
What's
happening? Yeah, they're just
get her back to trauma now, and she's probably going into shock. She's not making any sense.
Getting ready to do a photo shoot for Glam Gore for people who want to get their makeup done for the Halloween season. No, I did not say nothing because I just assumed that they could see that it was fake.
Nope. And she's also having a panic attack, so it's not like she can rationalize
right.
with them. And then, this woman's not making any sense, and her skin is melting.
That's good makeup.
Oh, my God. It is. That's excellent
really
makeup.
Good.
Impressive.
This is a cool story, and it's just so nice to listen to the innocence of kids around this age. When they're 8 years old, there's just something about they haven't been tainted by the world yet, and everybody's still kind of buddies for the most part. This is in Knoxville, Tennessee. 8-year-old kid Daniel Hunt lost all his toys in a fire.
Oh.
House burned down. And these are his friends, his entire third grade class. He had no idea. Total surprise. Walks in. Everybody had chipped in and bought him brand new toys. So he comes in and the whole class is giving him new toys. And it's just so sweet to listen to all of their joy. And he immediately wants a group hug from all of the kids. That's good.
Yeah, very nice.
Sweet.
Kids are
doing
all
this
that.
For me.
Good dude, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yes,
we
seems
like him.
To always be doing stuff for his fans. He's gonna be on SmackDown tonight. I don't remember that. He's on Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair.
Yep.
Oh my God, it's the glory days tonight, Antoine. This is him. He did a live video chat with one of his biggest fans, 100-year-old woman. And he got on to sing happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday to you.
And this is live.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marie Grover, who turns 100 years old today, and I'm so honored that she's my fan. Happy birthday to you.
That's her laughing. That's not a bird.
Happy birthday, Marie. I hear you're a very big fan of mine, which I'm so honored, by the way. Now you can eat cake, you can get drunk, you can have the best time. Party hard. I'm sending you so much love. Mwah. Happy birthday, Marie.
Rock you.
I love you, Mr. Yeah. Rock. Awesome foursome is on the way. You know, we'll do one final nugget of audio because we have a little bit of time. Eddie Murphy returning to the stage for stand-up comedy. Ooh. Are we excited about this?
I am.
Are you? Okay.
I'm very excited.
Now, Eddie does say he doesn't think it's going to be controversial, though.
I'm aware of the climate, you know, in the world now. But I really think when I get on the stage and I start doing whatever it is I'm going to be doing, I can't see myself ruffling any feathers because I'm going to be talking about my life and what I've been doing.
Okay. Just all be right. funny. That's all I ask, yeah. please.
He's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be coming soon. Coming to America's right around the corner. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is going to happen as well. Awesome foursome on the way. Four songs all from the same great year of your life and $5,000 in the secret sound all in the next 10 minutes.
One big dysfunction.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.